Well, that was how hot one yesterday. We had 34. Hotspot was 36 in Moose Jaw. Did you have to find an ice cream last night or do what I did? Went to the Sev, got a Slurpee just to cool down. It was cooking. And today, just a couple of degrees shy of that 34 for us. But it's still going to be warm. No heat warnings in effect, though, at the moment. And I know on the heels of the Regina Red Sox championship, but it seems like Regina is loving high-caliber baseball, and you're in luck because there's more to go this week. The Baseball Canada National Championships about to start in our city, featuring elite teams from across the country, packed with pro-caliber talent, and chair of the event is Mark Bracken, who joins me now, and I want to thank you, Mark, for being here to help spread the word.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is one of Baseball Canada's most premier championships, is it not?
Yes, it is. It's the men's championship being hosted in Regina here, bringing together the top 10 men's teams from across Canada to compete for the national championship.
Well, as chair of the host organizing committee, you could probably tell me, how big of a deal is this economically, and what does it mean to Regina to have this tournament on?
Yeah, this is a big event. Like I said, it'll be bringing teams from across Canada, filling hotels and eating in restaurants, and fans will be coming from across Canada. It's a big deal for Regina and the city, and we haven't hosted this in the province for a number of years. We're really looking forward to hosting the rest of Canada here in Regina. It's a 10-team tournament, so representatives from every province except New Brunswick and PEI combine into one team, and Newfoundland, unfortunately, isn't able to make it, so Ontario actually has two representatives.
And clearly, in our own backyard, the eyes will be on the host team, which is the Regina Trappers, who are no slouches, are they?
No, they're a very competitive team. The last two national championships, the Trappers have met Team Quebec in the gold medal match in very close games, but unfortunately finished with a silver in Red Deer 2023 and a silver in Tecumseh, Ontario last year. So they're gunning for gold this year and have a very competitive team again. So come out and support the local host, Regina Trappers.
Mark Bracken, my guest, chair of the organizing committee from the Men's National Baseball Championships, starting tonight with the opening ceremonies. But hey, Mark, I got to lean on you a little more here, too. So give us a little more insight. There must be a team or two that everyone is like, okay, they're going to be tricky.
Well, Quebec is the defending gold medalist for the past 2 years. They're always very competitive. I'd like to mention, too, the caliber of play of this tournament is phenomenal. Many of the rosters contain players who have been drafted into Major League Baseball back in the day. Pretty much all players are collegiate-level players and now are older. But the caliber of play of these young men is phenomenal, being ex-pros and collegiate players. But Quebec will be competitive. Every team is competitive. You have to be at the top of your game to win. But I think everybody's trying to bring down Team Quebec as defending champs.
Where will all the games be played, Mark?
Yeah, so Currie Field is the main field, and Optimus Park on Dewdney West is the secondary field. So 26 games in total. Thursday, Friday, Saturday games at both Currie and Optimus, and then Sunday just at Currie Field for the semifinals and the gold medal games. You could look on the Baseball Canada website, or a closer one is reginatrappers.ca, and it clicks through to the Baseball Canada schedule of all the games.
Opening ceremonies tonight. Take me there. What's going to happen?
There's a parade of introduction of all the teams. Some dignitaries will be speaking, and then the home run derby will be the fun part of the evening. Each team picks one player, and if you've watched the Major League Baseball home run derby in the past, it's very similar to that. It starts with 10 hitters, and it works its way down to the final two for the champion home run hitter of the national tournament.
Is tonight's opening ceremonies at Currie Field?
Yeah, Currie Field. No charge for tonight for opening ceremonies. Starting Thursday through Sunday for the games, it is a ticketed event, but you can get your daily pass or your full event pass at Currie or Optimus when you show up for the first game.
Awesome. Mark Bracken from the 2025 Men's National Baseball Championships in Regina, as of now. So I suspect as you drive or wander about, you're going to see a few guys that you wouldn't normally see, in a few buses pulling up with a bunch of baseball teams, right?
Yeah, we filled the Doubletree Hotel downtown with all these players, so they'll be taking in the sights and sounds of Regina, plus their fans coming in from all over Canada.
That's awesome. Well, great economic driver and a good time. Given what happened just with the Regina Red Sox pulling off a huge victory, winning their championships, I think we're all baseball crazy here right now,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, hopefully the feeling that people have from the Red Sox success spills over into them wanting to watch another weekend of baseball. So the caliber of play will be equal to that collegiate level play. So come on out and watch some good baseball.
Mark, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, 34 yesterday in Regina, 36 in Moose Jaw, the hot spot in the entire province. And I know it's kind of hot and dry in this area. That's making farmers happy because the opening stages of harvest is underway. And the outdoor pools, thank goodness they're open. One of my coworkers at Maple Leaf Pool last night said it was just crazy busy with so many moms and dads and grandparents and kids. And I bet every single pool in the city yesterday was just the same. Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom.
This is the time when they should be busy, right? When it hits 34, they better be jam-packed.
And you know what else is going to come along here in due time? Yesterday, I slipped by the old Lawson, Bear Chad Bashinsky and the gang there. The official sod turning, although Chad had a bit of a problem with, he didn't have a spade. He had, I don't know what you call it, but he was almost like he was drilling. It was a little, you know, good old Saskatchewan soil, hard clay, harder, trying to get through it. But this new aquatic center, $313 million.
So this center. This jumped out at me because, and I think it would for a lot of people, because I know when I heard that price tag, I thought, 313, pardon me, it was $285 million. And that was what city council had previously approved, in fact, just last month. So this roughly $30 million more, they're actually including the cost of geothermal heating for this as well to push this now at $313 million. Also important to point out, even though they were there yesterday for their ceremonial shoveling, I guess you could call it, construction on this project won't actually start until next month. And then, Greg, by 2029, you'll be able to enjoy the pool and all of its amenities.
I know it has its detractors, but I think there are more supporters than detractors.
Well, this was a big issue for people, right?
The number one pick for citizens when they voted on this, too.
Yeah, and
right?
The previous mayor, Sandra Masters, obviously had initially in 2020 run on this as her big campaign platform piece, and she was elected, and here we are 5 years later, and we're getting going on it.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned, many farmers are in the fields right now, and there's some canola news coming up perhaps later on this afternoon, right?
Yeah, and this is what we perceive to be a pretty important announcement for the canola industry, for those in Saskatchewan right now that are hit with tariffs from China. These are big tariffs that are having a real impact on people in this province. And today, Premier Scott Moe is in Yorkton, and we actually have a reporter on the way to Yorkton now, or Jillian Massey is headed there to cover this. And so this is what the Premier says on social media will help secure the future of the industry. That's about all we know right now, just a little tease from the Premier. But certainly, I think at this point, any help, I think farmers would probably appreciate.
They would welcome it for sure. And Kevin, before I let you go, it's not that we hate our jobs or we want to move on in life, but man, we both want to win a Lotto Max. And when it hits $75 million, you and I both jaunted into the newsroom this morning, eagerly anticipating which one of us is going to be retiring, but no.
Saskatchewan shut out again.
Of course.
Not just at the $75 million, which, by the way, was won by, you guessed it, somebody in Ontario. But
of course,
none of the major prizes. None of the major prizes. The Max Million, I think there are about 12 of them or so. Yeah, nobody here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Back to the drawing board on the retirement.
And back to work, I guess.
Yes, we are here today. Thank you, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. It's 6:57. On again today. It is going to be hot, 32 degrees. Outdoor pools were packed. The splash pads. I know I went by the Sandra Smirler, and that splash park there was just packed as well yesterday. I suspect they will be again today. A Shake the Lake coming up on the weekend, Friday and Saturday. I've got a pair of weekend passes. If you know what trooper song this is, I've shaken up a trooper song a little here. All right, you think you know what that song is? Oh, it's irritating, that's for sure, when you shake it up like that. But 1-877-300-7275. Include your first and last name and what you think that trooper song is. After 8, everyone who's got the answer right gets in the hat. We draw one grand prize winner. 1-877-300-7275. Joining me now is CJ Me Ryder, reporter Britton Gray. Do you even know who Trooper is, Britton?
Yeah, I know who Trooper is.
What's your favorite song? What do you think that song was? Would you know it?
No, I wouldn't know it that well.
Okay, good, because I wouldn't want you to say it out loud. You can't win. But quick, name a Trooper song.
Oh, it's been a while. I can't remember off the top of my head. I don't know him that well, but if he played it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's Trooper.
All right, okay. What band would I have to name and you would know instantly a song?
The Arkells would be up there for one.
Oh, the Arkells. I knew you were an Arkells fan. All right. Well, you know a lot about the Riders, I hope, and that's where we're headed right now with you. I know 8-1, the only loss we ever had was to the Stamps. Do you think that's a bit of a motivation as they went back to practice yesterday?
Yeah, I do. They're not going to admit it. They're going to say they treat every game kind of the same. But, yeah, I think there's a little bit of motivation just because when the Stamps, they not only beat them, but they out-physicaled them. It was really bully ball that the Stamps played. And so I think they remember that. That's why I think Corey Mace put the pads on for day one of practice, kind of get that intensity out there again and kind of prepare this team for what's going to be a physical battle out in Calgary.
Well, since the loss, we've won four straight, so there's that. But, man, one of the issues fans have been talking about, and even you spoke with Coach Mace about yesterday, is the play of Brett Lawther, who's sitting around, 66% when it comes to field goals. He feels the pressure, or did you get that impression yesterday?
I think he's starting to feel a little bit of it, though. It's just about working through it, right? The team has full support behind him, and he doesn't really know what's going on this year. He said if he knew, he'd fix it, but can't quite figure it out, though. If we remember last year, he really struggled, too, to start the season. It was actually pretty much nearly just a little bit over a year ago that he had that really bad game against Montreal that everyone was really worried. And then after that, he managed to go on a run where he only missed one field goal kick the rest of the way. So some good news. He figured it out about this time last year. Maybe he does it again this year at the same time.
And Coach Mace seems to be supporting him because no one has been brought in to push him, right?
Yeah, no one's brought in. This team's going to let him work through it, I believe. Corey Mace said that's part of being a pro, right? When something's going wrong, you work through it. He praised Brett Lawther for trying to get through it. He said that he's been doing some extra kicking to try and figure out what's going on. And so this team's going to let him work through these issues, and you just hope that it doesn't come back to bite them at some point, right?
Well, and he's such a great guy. I like him a lot, too. Mm-hmm. He's great for the community. I hope he can push through this as well. All right, let's move on. Who wasn't out at practice yesterday?
Yeah, so Nelson Lacombo wasn't practicing out there. That was more of a vet day, according to Corey Mace as well. Jackson Ford getting the reps at safety. Micah Johnson also given the day off, a vet day for load management is what they're calling it now. Nothing too concerning right now, and some good news as well. Mario Alford was back to practicing the return games, kind of. I wouldn't say it is struggling yet, and that's fair to say. Dre McCray, while he does provide some bursts and stuff, he's not holding on to the football, right? There was that fumble against the Ticats that could have really turned the game around if Roland Milligan doesn't come up with that interception. So it'll be good to see have this team have Mario Alford back. We'll see if he goes this week. He was just limited. Maybe they ease him into it. And, hey, Labor Day's coming up, and you know he'll want to be 100% for that one.
Yeah, I would think. Kickoff Saturday in Calgary at 5. Green Zone pregame show starts at 3. CJME Ryder reporter Britton Gray here. Shea Patterson, a former Rider back in the CFL, I see. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, hey, the Owls quarterback room is decimated right now with injuries. Shea Patterson had some moments where he flashed, but ultimately it wasn't quite enough last year to help this team out. But, hey, another opportunity for the quarterback, and we'll see what he can do with it.
All right, Britton Gray, thank you for your time, my friend. We'll see you back out of the practice field today, I assume, right?
Absolutely. I know it's not mine, but I see if I can use it for the weekend or a one-night stand.
Evan Bray away on vacation this week, and sitting in is Brent Lokes, who joins me now for a bit of a preview of what's to come at 8:30. I was, Brent, a little disappointed in listening to you yesterday.
You and many others, Greg. You and many others.
You don't often disappoint, but your guest there talking about used car prices.
Oh, yeah.
Because it won't be long before my youngest is, you know, going to be wanting to get behind a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And used car, I thought, was the way to go. But you're telling me yesterday they've gone up in price, but new cars have gone down?
Well, according to this expert that we had on yesterday from Auto Trader, that's the trend that they're seeing. What I took away from the used car information yesterday was some of the wild stories that our listeners shared with us. I know one woman texted in and said they were going to sell their son's older Mazda car, and they were going to list it for $1,000. And a friend said, oh, you're crazy. Ask more than that. So she asked $2,000. It sold within minutes of her posting it on Marketplace. And she said just within a matter of hours after the guy picked up their car, he relisted it for $3,800 on Marketplace.
You're kidding.
And it was gone. And you hear all these kinds of stories. People have to understand, you know, there are no $500 clunkers out there anymore. That as soon as you see a reasonably good used car, I would suggest you grab it for your youngster there.
Well, and yeah, and I was shocked. Like, what was the average price across the country? I think he said it was $35,000, $36,000 for a used car now.
Yeah, it's wild.
Wow.
Again, depending on the age of the car and the mileage on it.
Of course.
You know, it's like everything in the world nowadays. It's hard for people to find a place to live, the demand for housing, and it's getting tough to find a decent vehicle for a lot of people. Even at the new car dealerships, well, some prices may be coming down. A lot of dealers I've talked to still having some issues getting enough cars in the lot, getting product in a timely manner.
Yeah. Well, Brent Lokes, I know coming up here later at 8:30 when you start your show, you're going to be grappling with tariffs and a little more airline turmoil. What's the plan?
Well, you know, you speak of the airlines. You know what else is going to happen today on the labor front? The post office is going to go back to negotiations with CUPW. Apparently, they had to put their discussions, negotiations on hold because the people in the government that do these negotiations were spending time on the Air Canada thing. Well, now that's all been resolved, so now the focus is going to be back on the post office, and we'll see how that goes.
I know.
Yeah, we got interesting show on the way. We're going to be talking snakes later, too. I hate snakes.
Yeah, man. And you know, you and I have been monitoring that story about that the Swift Current couple in Texas, Daddy Fair, fighting for his life. We heard from his wife last week, too, and she's just in agony, wanting so badly to get him back to Regina, but the cost and that GoFundMe page has been set up there, too, and nothing further to update really there, but you do want to talk about snakes because it could happen to anyone, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, down in the southwest corner, we do have rattlesnakes in Saskatchewan. I remember seeing one once when I was down crossing the border many years ago down south of Swift Current.
Did you hear it?
No, it was kind of funny. Somebody had actually picked it up and put it on the hood of the custom agent's truck as we were coming across the border. But, you know, I've got family that lives down in the desert in Arizona, man, and I don't know how they do it. I just don't understand how people can live with these kind of creatures around. But you talk about the fellow that was bit and had a heart attack and in a coma down in Arizona. He's from Swift Current. The family friend did put an update 2 days ago saying they're working now to get him back into Canada. They haven't said exactly what his state is, and I see on the GoFundMe they've raised over $40,000 there. So let's hope he continues to progress and can get back closer to home soon.
Certainly do, yeah. It was something like $90,000, I think, his wife had said, to make it all happen. So they got a ways to go on that GoFundMe then. Okay, yep. Mr. Lokes, well, you're here the rest of the week, aren't you?
No, this is my last day.
Is
Evan's
this it?
Back. Evan's back in the big chair tomorrow.
They don't tell me anything about
it. I get to sleep in.
Well, you've been doing an awesome job. Always good to hear you on there filling in. Thank you so
Thanks,
much,
Greg.
Brent. We'll
you
see
bet.
You back here at 8:30. CJME News Time now is 7:27.